something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your execution on the Donkey of the Day is something to behold.
Is it a wreath?
He gave me Donkey of the Day and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them. Tell them.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a wreath, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne to God.
Damn, Charlemagne, who are you giving Donkey of the Day to now?
Okay, Taylor, new Donkey of the Day intro for the new year. Drop on the clues bombs for my niece, Taylor. Somebody was working over the holidays. Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 8th goes to Deorbra Redden. I think I'm pronouncing that name right. Never seen that name before. It's like Deborah, but with an O in it. And it's a guy. You know, Deorbra is 30 years old. I'm assuming he's in Las Vegas because this happened in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And he's a three-time felon. And he was at his sentencing hearing last Wednesday, and the judge denied him probation. He was being sentenced by Judge Mary K. Holthus in Clark County District Court after he was convicted of attempted battery with substantial bodily harm. Now, the judge must have been fed up with him being a repeat offender. Like I said, he was a three-time felon. Because she said to him, I think it's time he got a taste of something else. Because I just can't with that history. Yo, that's wild if you're a three-time felon and the judge tells you, I think you need to get a taste of something else. What is that other thing you want him to taste?
Yo, shut up, man.
Right? Well, Deborah didn't want to wait around, or Deorbra didn't want to wait around to hear what this judge had to say. Let's go to CBS 8 News now for the report, please.
Off the top tonight, it's the video everyone across our country is talking about. A defendant attacking a judge right as she sentences him. That short video raising so many questions tonight, and we have some answers. Our sources say the judge is doing okay. Her courtroom marshal has a serious gash on his forehead. And that man who attacked her behind bars tonight. And new tonight, what that man said moments before this attack.
Based on my criminal history, I feel that I shouldn't be sent to prison for a second time.
Have you looked at your criminal history?
I look at it.
And you lived it, I suppose.
If it's appropriate for you, then you have to do what you have to do.
And it appears that is what she was going to do. In fact, it would be a return for prison. Tonight, the 80s Now investigators learning Deobra Redden served a year in prison for domestic violence. It's one of several similar cases in his past, including when he bit a woman. And just last year, the same judge, recovering from her injuries tonight, sentenced Redden to probation for attempting to break into a home and shattering a door.
Deobra said, I'm not going to taste nothing. Now, to be fair, it's quite possible Deobra was just trying to throw himself on the mercy of the court. Because when I first saw the video, I thought it was fake. I thought somebody threw like a dummy of a man at the judge. That's how airborne this human Deobra was talking. I mean, Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. I mean, Michael Jordan in the 90s, Dr. Mm-hmm. J in the 80s. I'm talking mm-hmm. Vince Carter's dunk of death over that 7-footer in the 2000 Olympics. This man, Deobra, was the reason that R. Kelly believed he could fly. He must have drank several Red Bulls before sentencing because he truly had wings. Now, I don't know if the judge said to him, please approach the bench, because if she did, you can't be upset at how people choose to approach the bench. His approach was to use a professional wrestling aerial technique. I was born in 1978, so I know a descendant of Jimmy Superfly Snooker when I see one, and Deobra is that. And that is the other thing I want to talk about today. Wasted talent, okay? With what we saw this man do, the speed, the agility, the ability to go airborne and still land on his target. Why isn't he a luchador? Huh? Why isn't he a performer at the Universal Circus? He could be doing the high-flying trapeze. He could be doing hurdles in the Olympics, pole vaulting, high jumping. Hell, he could be a stuntman on Hollywood movies. There's a million different things he could be doing with the skill set he showed us in this courtroom. Now, I don't know what the three-strike law is in Las Vegas. I don't know if there's a three-strike law that applies nationwide, but I really need to know how much time he was facing before he decided to suicide dive on the judge and how much time the judge plans to give him now. Because here's the thing. If the judge denies your probation, and then you decide to dunk on the judge the way LeBron James did Paul George last night, then you are proving to the judge that she made the right decision. And now whatever number you was going to get is probably going to be replaced with a word, and that word is forever. Okay, they are going to put this human under a prison because somewhere along the way, nobody put their arm around this man. He was only 30 years old. Nobody put their arm around this man and told him he had potential. This man just didn't develop an 82-inch vertical leap, people. All right, he had that. I bet you at 4 years old, he jumped straight up from the floor to the top bunk of a bunk bed, and nobody said to him, hey, you should do something with that. This young man should have been using that athleticism early, but nobody was paying him any attention to see that he had all this athleticism, and he went to a life of crime. Always remember, every human life contains a potential. If that potential is not fulfilled, then that life was wasted. Please give Deobra Redden the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
So he did a year in prison before domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that he should get more probation is what he wanted.
Correct.
Whatever the charges I'm hearing, it don't sound like he was going to go to jail for life.
No.
When you do things like what he did, that's when you're going to jail for life.
Correct.
When you know it's over, that's yes. when you just say YOLO.
And just go out.
You know what I mean? That don't sound like a YOLO effort situation. He was going to get some time, but not the time he about to get now.
That's right.
Not the time he about to get now.
So he's the only one that got donkey?
Hmm.
The bailiff didn't get donkey for stopping him?
That's my point. You can't clock. Couldn't stop him.
The prosecutor?
That's
nobody.
That man is a force of nature. That's how I know he was destined to be a world class athlete. When Ja Morant goes airborne, or when Giannis is coming down court, you can't stop them. You can only hope to contain him.
He was on top of that judge for a minute too.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. You know who used to say that about all the time? Michael Jordan. Jeffrey Jordan. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Are you trying to say that his skill level and Michael Jordan's skill level is close to each other?
Hey. The athleticism is there. I ain't seen too many people with that type of athleticism in my life. All right.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Think about all the sports he had to do. Running back, because he had to break all the tackles to get to the bench. Then skydiving, right? He had to jump over the bench to get to the judge. Then boxing. This man went from a football player to a high jumper to a boxer in a matter of seconds.
That's good.
We ain't never seen no athlete like that since Bo Jackson. Since Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
What are we talking about here? Mm. Come on, man.
How old is he again?
30.
Oh, no, he's too.
Come on, man. This man is a top five athlete of all time.
Top five athlete of
easily,
all time?
Easily.
Bo Jackson's Deion
Sanders? Easily, easily. This man
Tom Brady, Michael
easily.
Jordan, LeBron James?
Think about all the skill sets. Football. Oh, football to break tackles. Track to have the speed. Oh, high man. Jumping. And boxing. He was, come on.
So now he's Mike Tyson, too, and Floyd Mayweather.
Greatest. This man is the top five greatest athlete.
All right. All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's ask a serious question.
Deion Sanders, Michael Jordan, D'Arbor Redden, Bo Jackson. Who's the fifth? Who would be the fifth? Those are my four top athletes of all time.
Let's ask a serious question. 800-585-1051. Mm-hmm. Do kids even go to church anymore?
How the hell we get to here?
He's missing church. This kid is missing church. Now, this is actually something that was trending yesterday. I seen Plies posted yesterday. He was asking, do kids even go to church anymore? 800-585-1051. That is the question.
Yeah, kids still go to church. You ain't see them in Atlanta swag surfing?
Yes, I did.
You ain't see them in Atlanta walking it out? Kids still go to church.
But I think with church, it's even with me and the family.
There's a lot of different ways to attend church.
I turn it on TV now.
Yeah, I was watching Sarah Jake Roberts on YouTube. Well, actually, I was listening to the good sister Sarah Jake Roberts this morning on YouTube riding into work. Her sermon from yesterday, Stay in Your Lane.
Let's ask the question. Do you bring your kids to church?
But I ain't no kid. I'm 45 years old. But yeah.
But you have kids.
Yes,
I do. Do you bring them to church? Or do you watch on TV?
On YouTube. Sunday morning. We always at the Potterhouse on Sunday morning.
Let's talk
Sunday
about it.
But the Potterhouse in Dallas. Potterhouse in Dallas. Sunday morning, we at the Potterhouse.
It's easy.
On YouTube.
That's right.
Absolutely.
800-585-1051.
Salute to my Bishop T.D. Jakes. And I hate what y'all niggas did to Bishop T.D. Jakes over the holidays, but I digress.
All right. We'll talk about it when we can see you ain't got a dress. You can wear your pajamas. You can sit there and eat food and watch it. That makes sense. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.